need to worry. Your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut-off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Radio X. News update. Next.
This is Go.Compare FM reporting from Savvy Street, where mysterious moustaches are appearing on residents' faces. So, your tash, where did it come from?
I was sorting out my car insurance at Go.Compare and it appeared out of nowhere.
Madam, your moustache is magnificent.
I packed a great deal on home insurance and this Savvy tash grew on me.
And Resident Cat, your whiskers have gone from meh to marvellous. How? Could have explained your pet insurance deal better myself. Britain, get in on the tash action. Be savvy. Feel the deal at
Go.Compare.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Look at this. Dave says two tickets for Clinton booked for Wickham.
Lovely.
Which is good news, isn't it? Lots of love for Clinton Baptiste. Got my tickets for Stockport Plaza.
Wow, there's a lot.
Lovely. Is this guy a pound shop Derek Acora? Oh, that's rude. It's Clinton Baptiste.
He's still in the building. He probably heard that telepathically.
He's the nation's favourite clairvoyant medium.
Yeah, absolutely right. He's looking very well as well, isn't he?
Yeah. Although he's just come back off his holidays and said he's more of a large than a medium. Yeah. Ah, that's a good joke. I should have done that, shouldn't I? We'll talk Glastonbury flags. We'll play some songs. We'll do all of that after the news with Dominic Byrne. It's just gone 9 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, the country's top police officers are warning that funding cuts could leave them with tough choices about which crimes to investigate. They've now written to the Prime Minister ahead of the government setting out its spending priorities next week. The Met Police Commissioner, Sir Mark Rowley, has told us they desperately need more funding.
Demand for police services is going up 5% every year. Areas like violence against women and girls are at epidemic levels, and the volatility we see in the world around us, like we saw with the riots last summer. We're up for reform, but we also need more money.
The Home Office says it's giving the police an extra £1.2 billion in funding this year. In other news, the Transport Secretary has told Radio X the government's looking to tackle underinvestment in public transport outside of London. Heidi Alexander has been speaking as it's announced more than £15 billion will be spent on it. That's in the Midlands, the North and the West Country. Searches for Madeleine McCann are set to resume in Portugal today in dense shrubland, empty barns and disused wells. German police are searching an area close to the resort where the three-year-old went missing. That was back in 2007. And it's been claimed train operators are being too hard on passengers who don't have the right ticket. The rail regulator wants clearer information on tickets and a more consistent approach to fines. A group representing operators says it is working to create a simpler, better value fare system.
Sport.
England have lost another experienced player ahead of the Women's Euros. Fran Kirby's announced her retirement. It comes just days after Mary Earps made the same decision. Kirby was told she wouldn't be part of the team in Switzerland this summer unless there were injury problems. Defender Lucy Bronze has told Sky Sports News she was a trailblazer.
10 years ago, she got the name Mini Messi, rightly so, because she just lit up the stage in an England shirt. And I think all the players who now play for England probably dreamed of playing with Fran Kirby one day because she was that good.
What did you say about Mary Earps?
Mary Earps, she retired.
What?
Yeah, she retired last week. Mary Earps, that's it.
How did I miss that story?
Yeah, with immediate effect. I think it was on... Do you know, I think it was when you were off on Friday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd not heard that.
She's retired with immediate...
From international?
From international.
Not from football as a whole.
No, certainly from England team. I think she's retired from international football.
Oh.
She wasn't guaranteed to be the number one keeper. So, basically, she said, right, well, I won't be then. So, yeah.
Oh.
She's a legend.
I'm really shocked by that. Yeah. I love her. I think she's brilliant.
She is brilliant. Okay. One more as well. Norwich City have appointed Liam Manning as their new head coach. He's left his role as Bristol City manager. He moves to Carrow Road. That's despite him leading Bristol City to the Championship playoffs last season.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Sunshine and showers again for much of the UK. The rain will be heavy in northern parts of the UK today. Temperatures up to around 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
That's really surprised me.
Yeah, it was a shock decision. Nobody saw it coming.
So Mary Epps isn't the number one choice?
No.
Oh, not guaranteed?
No.
Oh, I mean, it's never guaranteed, but well.
I think she'd lost the number one shirt in the last couple of matches as well.
Right. And remind me again, Mary Epps plays for England and which other team? Quite a decent team,
yeah,
isn't
bad,
it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's quite a decent team.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you are.
No, honestly, nobody saw that one coming at all with Mary Epps.
Clinton Baptiste did.
That's true.
He did.
Is Radio X.
From Global.
Stop.
Yes. No way.
Stop
no
it.
Way. I will not stop. That is true.
Earlier on this morning, we talked about the Radio X beer-proof parkas.
Yes.
Brackets, they're actually ponchos. They were a unique price point, £28.
Yeah.
But they're limited edition. They are Radio X ponchos in a parka colour, so we're calling them Radio X parkas, but they're really ponchos. And they're beer proof, which means you can have liquid poured on them and it's absolutely fine. Keep you dry from all the flying beer in the festivals, and if it's a bit of rain or whatnot,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Any not, liquid, really.
Not too hot to wear if it's, warm and cloudy.
Mm.
And then you can just take it off and just hang on to it whenever you like.
Absolutely.
Anyway, they're all sold out.
They're all gone.
Now,
gone.
Dominic said off the air, wouldn't it be great if they were all sold out? Because Johnny Vaughan has modelled them on the website.
Yeah.
Dominic said off air, wouldn't it be great if they're all sold out by the time Johnny Vaughan gets on the air at 4?
Yeah.
They're all sold out before Toby's got on the air at 10.
That's incredible.
That's mad.
Well done, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
And you know what's really annoying? I don't have one.
No, we've got one in the studio.
I genuinely was going to go online. I thought, oh, do you know what? I'll buy one of those later when I get home. They've gone.
Will they make some more? Do we know, James, or
I
not?
I don't know. It's
right.
Up to Dan and Deb.
Okay.
Well, anyway, there you go. So thank you very much, because proceeds are going to our charity, Global's Make Some Noise.
Yes.
So thanks very much. To you lovely listeners out there in listener
thank
land, you guys
what a good
are
thing.
The best. Sorry, there's
you're
a
right.
microphone there and the red light's on it. It's really freaking me out.
Oh
there you go.
They're tied together. No.
Okay, good. All right, fine. All right, sorry about that. Oh, my God, it's Wednesday morning. Tomorrow will be Thursday morning. Then you have got Friday morning. And Friday, I'm about to see Robbie Williams.
Oh, yeah.
And Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah.
And lottery winners.
Mm. Oh, of course you are.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Why don't you come along?
Yeah.
Are you free?
Friday, yeah.
Do you want to come?
Yep.
I mean, it's
yes,
the
please.
Ever, so
yes, please.
Did you
yeah.
make it?
I live in North London. Yep.
Yeah,
fine.
I want to see lottery winners, and they're going to be on about 6 o'clock, so
fine.
I want to get there early.
Perfect, I'll be there.
Rag and Bone Man.
Yep.
He's only doing the London shows.
No, I'll be there.
And then across to great Robbie Williams.
6 o'clock, yeah.
It's going to be brilliant.
6 o'clock.
He's singing all the songs.
I'll meet you outside at five o'clock.
I'd have to be in and ready, you know, beer in hand for the lottery winners. So
yep.
I probably want to, you know, and sort out tickets. I probably want to get there about 5-ish.
Fine.
Mm. You sure? You've got work, though?
No, no. That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. That's really nice of you to offer something.
Well, I,
thanks.
I don't.
No, I accept.
So that's sorted.
That's locked in.
Oh, lovely.
Right.
I don't see any issues, sir.
God.
Well, if you're listening, Rob, Captain wants to come as well.
Yeah.
He's not listening.
Oh, is he not?
No.
How did you know so quick?
He would have messaged me.
Yeah.
He would have.
Yeah, yeah.
But so he did message you,
Robbie. If you're listening now, email me and then we'll see if we can get Captain a ticket.
Hmm.
But if he's not listening, he won't know. He won't be able to get your ticket, therefore you're not going to go. I would make other plans.
Yeah.
Mm. So that offer was quite...
It wasn't an offer.
Oh. Mm. You said, do you want to come?
No, I didn't. I said, why don't you come with me?
Yeah.
So it was a question.
Yeah.
I can now answer it because I can't get your ticket.
You don't spare. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, John, why don't you come with me on Friday?
I'd love to.
No, the answer is because I can't get your ticket.
Gotcha.
Unless Robbie... No, nothing so far.
Nothing so far.
I don't think he's listening.
Radio X. Coming up, more wicked and wacky Wednesday entertainment on The Chris Moyle Show.
Come on.
You could play tomorrow on the £25,000 box with your chance to win, well, 25 grand.
What?
Plus, let us know if you have any thoughts or ideas of what should go on our Radio X Glastonbury flags. May the 4th of June be with you.
And the Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. C'est la vie. Go on then.
C'est la vie.
La vie.
La vie.
That's it. That's what you say. La vie. We're going to talk Glastonbury flags in a bit.
Oh, yes.
Just trying to work out. I wonder what songs Robbie will be singing at
stop the it.
Oh, is this Friday?
Yeah, we were just talking about the fact that I'm going to see Robbie Williams.
I'm missing it.
You are missing it, aren't
Where
you?
Where are you, James?
Come on.
All the songs. He's going to do all the songs.
All the Robbie songs.
Yeah.
I used to play this.
Boxing doesn't have a ticket.
Oh, don't sing about it.
You can't come to the show. And all that.
Give me a ticket to the Emirates. Oh, I'm so sad.
It's another great song, though.
They're all great.
I've got a ticket, but you don't. Ha ha ha. That's how that one goes.
That's clever. So that last lyric in particular was
good one, that.
What else have we got? Let's do this one. Let's do. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my good friend, Chris Moyles, playing the part of Kylie Minogue. Me and no mobilization. Oh, yeah, that's going to be great. Oh, you're going to miss me singing with Robbie, probably. He's not a singer, you know. That's my bit there.
Yeah.
That's Robbie, right? And then me. Going to go off. The crowd are going to go, yay, we love this new duet. Way!
We love this brand new duet that's been rehearsed so well.
Oh, we didn't think Kylie could be replaceable, but she clearly evidently is. Yay! It's going to be great.
Oh, so...
And did you say you're not going, James?
I can't. I've got to go to Cumbria for a wedding. It's Warwick's wedding.
Oh, is it somebody you like who's getting married?
Or yes.
Good.
What are weddings like in Cumbria? Because, like, you know, like, yeah, they're different. Like, you know, no one wears suits or shoes, do they?
No, everyone's wearing a suit. It's a proper wedding.
And do you know, like, sometimes you have, like, a wedding cake and is it just gravel?
No, we don't have gravel instead of cakes.
Is it in a barn or is it open?
No, it might be in a barn, but a wedding venue.
Right.
Barn, yeah. I don't know.
Posh barn.
Yeah.
It's a wig to nothing.
Pigs and stuff.
No, there might be pigs, but there might be...
Is it the pigs getting married?
No. Hey, that is rude.
I'm just asking.
That's rude.
Are you going to like a ceremonial...
Oh my God, are you going to an animal wedding?
I'm not going to an animal wedding.
Are two pigs getting married and you're going?
No, Cumbrian weddings are really...
Or they're contributors to the society.
I'm going...
Whitehaven is a very weird place, isn't it?
Just?
Alia's and Warwick's wedding and...
Well, listen, while you're enjoying watching those two pigs tying the knots, I'm going to be singing to Robbie Williams.
Sorry, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Something stopped me, dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger, can you guess who won? The universe shrugged, then moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling, and by the way. Ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to type until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pouring. And by the way, it's my kind of life. By the way, it's time I'll get it right. Oh, no one will ever understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling, and by the way, oh.
show today ties in together beautifully.
It's been busy.
You see the connection there? That is Pulp,
yeah.
Spike Island. Island.
Yeah.
I am going to see Robbie Williams on Friday and Captain Crapbeard isn't.
Hasn't that just come full circle?
It's amazing, isn't it?
How does it come together so well?
Wow. And
Spike Island. I am going to see Robbie Williams.
And you have Descent from Ireland.
Yes, where Robbie Williams has also played, and you won't be seeing him there either.
No.
There you go. I'll stop banging on about it now. We'll be right back.
The Chris Miles Show. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
Do it all with the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. Four. Pre-dawn cycle, then pick the kids up from a sleepover, rush to swimming lessons, squeeze in the weekly shop, pop round to the in-laws, pick up a well-earned flat white, get home to pack for your business trip, take the dog for a quick walk, turn squirrel chase, then finally make it to that new small place restaurant everyone keeps going on about, people.
You take such pride in your work. You check every teensy detail. You always clear up after yourself, and you leave each customer as happy as a clam. You do all this because it matters. It also matters to Trust a Trader, where millions of people go to find top-notch tradespeople just like you. So if you're ready to build your business even further, apply to join the Trust a Trader professionals. When it matters,
TrustATrader.com. This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
What do you give the world's best dad? Something amazing from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. That's Aldi. Gifts like a golf kit with three golf balls, three wooden tees and a golf ball marker. Now that's putting your dad first. Putting. You get it? Never mind.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
The new single drops. The world tour begins. As artists create the music we love, you could be right there in the mix. Calling all young creatives. If you want a career in music, then listen up. Global Academy have a new 6-4 music production course. State-of-the-art studios, practical experience, hands-on learning with music professionals. Awesome! Apply now at globalacademy.com.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Boylesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thang, we bring you a 3-hour celebration of your favourite helmets. Plus, receptionists, the truth, and radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge, the Pentown Quiz! The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a helmet.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Right, that's it. Come on, lights out. You've got a test tomorrow.
Just 2 minutes. I'm about to reach the next level.
It's going off now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Where's the app? Oh, here it is. Ha.
What? How?
Oh, no. You're out. Better luck next time.
Mom!
It's game over for late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get them off the Wi-Fi and into bed. More parents are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
TV.
D-I-T-C-M-S-O-R-X, or not as an acronym, this is The Chris Moyle Show on Radio X. Radio
X. Lazy days falling to you. I love that one.
You're going to have such a lovely time, aren't you?
Well, when we go together on Friday.
I'm old before I die.
That's another good one.
You think that I'm strong.
Oh, that's one of my favourites.
Baby, you're wrong.
Oh, some of those songs work so well in a big stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Watch me come on down.
In the streets. Come on,
and then, of course, James's favourite, Supreme.
Yes.
The best one.
So we'll go Friday.
If you can get a ticket, you're more than, if you can join me in the exclusive area that I'll be in, hopefully, and then you can.
So you've got an area.
I don't know what I've got.
Yeah.
Is it the dugout?
No. So it's Wednesday now. You don't know what you're doing on Friday.
I'm going to see Robbie Williams.
Yeah, but you don't know where you're going to be.
To the Emirates.
But in the Emirates.
Yes.
Inside.
Yes, I will be inside.
You don't know where you're sat.
It's best to go.
Where you've been placed.
No, I don't know. I'm waiting to hear on that information.
What sort of private box you're in?
I don't know if I'm in a private box.
Public box.
But I'm on.
Public box.
I'm on the list.
You're on the list.
I'm on the list. That's all you need to know is that I am on.
No, I'm trying to.
Don't make me say I'm on Robbie's personal guest list. Don't make me say it.
Why are you making a Chris say that?
I'm a man of the people, and Robbie's a man of the people as well. We're just two normal men. Mm. Men of the people.
Are you on Robbie's list?
Huh?
You're on Robbie's list.
Well, who's list?
Oh, no!
What?
I'm just so jealous.
I'm just saying.
So you can easily get us on that list, then.
Well, listen.
Rob. Hi, Rob. I'm Chris. You know your friend Chris.
Tom from Lottery Winners might be listing, or Rag and Bone Man might be listing.
Yeah. Oh,
they might have a list.
And you're friends with all of these people?
Rob and Rag and Bone Man I've met.
Yeah, we know him.
No, I've not. We talked to him on Zoom.
Have you ever met him in real life?
I don't think he's been in, has he?
Not in person, no.
So, yes, so don't get bogged down in me being on Robbie's.
Oh, I'm bogged.
Don't be bogged down.
I'm bogged.
Listen.
You're in a deep bog.
Listen, not everybody can go F and F, do you know what I mean? So it's just a selected...
Friends and fancy.
What's
friends and family.
See, you're man of the people, but he knows the lingo.
Yeah, I am a man of the people. It just turns out that the people is Robbie Williams.
All of showbiz.
No, it's fine. Listen, don't be jealous. It doesn't suit you. Anyway, look, I'll see you in the car park maybe before the gig and then afterwards.
Fine.
You know, you can look after the car. You probably might be able to hear it.
Fine, thanks. I'll do that.
I love you all the same, but there's no real truth with my beauty. You don't have to believe me. I love you all the same, but you stole the song from my heart. Stop!
pictures. I have. What you got? What you got? I gotta stop smiling. Can't hear you. It gives the wrong impression. I love you all the same. Saturday, the 2nd of August, Audley End, Essex, is going to be a live show for Heritage Live with Manic Street Preachers, Charlatans, and Ash on the bill with me DJing.
Great.
Probably at the start of the day, I'd imagine. Yeah. I've got a horrible feeling they'll go, right, you're on, we're opening the gates. What?
Oh, really? Do you think?
I don't know. But being on first on a long day like that, is basically, if the weather's lovely, 2nd of August, it should be.
Beautiful.
It's going to be, right, everybody, just stay where you're sat.
Yeah.
Put your hands in the air. Stay seated, though. Don't bother getting up, because it's going to be one of those, isn't it? Yeah. People get there early.
I think so.
Sit down and...
You could become best mates with Manic Street Preachers. That would be great. He's lovely, James Dean Bradfield, isn't he? When he came.
Well, Nicky Wire's been on a couple of times.
Yeah.
But it was such a great lineup. I'm so looking forward to it. So if you're going, I will see you there. In the meantime,
Radio X Glastonbury Flags.
Woo! So Glastonbury Flags are back for Glastonbury 2025. Now we're trying to work out what 9 flags we go with this year. This is ahead of then trying to find 9 listeners who are going to Glastonbury. Who are willing to bring a massive, huge flag with them that they have to carry around everywhere. It can be done on your own. As we saw the video that came out the other year of one of our listeners walking through Glastonbury, leathered, clinging on for dear life to their flag.
He was walking up an imaginary hill, is what he was doing, wasn't he?
So, yesterday we asked you to text in. We got such, honestly, such an amazing response from you guys on the text listening of funny things to put on the flags. So, we're definitely going to have a flag with Dom's face on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lovely. Means I get to go.
Are we definitely going to have I Don't Like Chris Moyles, Sorry?
I think we should have.
Maybe we should.
It's been, it's featured every year we've done it.
And definitely a flag with James on it.
Yes.
Maybe in an outfit of some kind. Last year it said Cheeky Little Wizard and he was dressed as a wizard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that was my favourite.
It wasn't mine.
Now, we have on the screen potential options that have been coming in from our listeners. So, Rod Stewart is performing on the Legend slot on the Sunday.
Yeah.
And we've come up with a flag that says Flaggy May.
Love that.
Yeah. Instead of Maggie May.
Yeah.
There's also another Rod Stewart related one.
I love a bit of Rod Me.
Yeah. Mm. There are two options for...
I would go with Flaggy May.
Yeah.
Done.
Flaggy May.
Flaggy May is lovely.
With a picture of Rod? Are we thinking next to it?
We could do, but we need permission.
Or a different Rod?
Yeah, we go
or a different Stewart.
We start heading into legals that with photographs.
Right, oh, okay.
Your photograph, Dom, you gave permission for that, I believe.
No, I'm going to take you to court.
So, see you there.
Actually, we got away with the Gary Barlow one last year, didn't we?
Shh.
Yeah,
but Gary saw it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
And he was fine with it?
Oh, yeah, he did.
He sent me a message.
Fine.
So. He said, why am I getting loads of messages from people saying, oh, I just saw you all over Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Now, the Dominic Byrne flag, the Dom flag with a picture of your face on
I
the word Dom.
Need that word before it, James.
You have put in smaller letters above the word Dom, the word con, C-O-N.
Very, very small.
What does that mean, James? What are you saying?
Dom le con.
Right. I don't think we need that one.
Okay, so zoom out. Let's have a little look. So it's a flag, actually, Derek.
Yes.
Was there not one?
I think there might have been one last year.
Right, scrap it.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's been a few of them.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me, is Captain Crapbeard's catchphrase.
Yeah.
Dom loves Cap Dag, pass it on. I'm quite fond of that.
I do love a pass it on. I think we need to pass it on.
I'm impressed with the spelling. Well done.
Flags are rubbish. Pass it on. They're flag people, Lynn. There was also a flag that we had last year that just said the word flag.
Yes.
So a flag pun could be good, but I don't know if any of those are doing it for me.
That's fine.
Yeah. Ban the flags. We had banned the flags 1 year, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
We did have banned the flags.
Was that last year, I think?
Yes.
Mm. We also
that
was an early one.
Oh, was it?
We also had Help, I Have Vexophobia, which is the fear of flags.
That was it.
There is a QR code that we had last year.
Mm.
And when people, if people actually then took a picture of it and then clicked the link, it took them to a video of Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give You Up. We Rickrolled people at Glastonbury.
Yeah. I like that idea.
So we could do the QR code.
There's a lot of fun to be had with that still.
Yes. Yeah,
I think we do make a new one with the idea that you said.
Yeah. Did I say that on the air or not? Or off air?
Off air, I think.
I think you said it.
On air?
On air.
I never know.
No, I can't remember.
I think you said it on air.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
We had sample text here on a flag, mm-hmm. which we thought was a quite clever joke. Often there's a bit of Latin written on, like,
yes.
if you're designing a web page or whatever, they have text in there already.
Mm.
Which is a lot of ipsum.
I think that's funny.
I think it's
and
clever.
Classy.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I think it's quite smart.
We look intelligent with that.
Somebody suggested a flag that says wet wipes here. I'm not sure.
No. Not sure about that one.
What's the Oasis flag? Just something Oasis.
I feel like we should acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing is, the flags are big, but you've got to be. It can only take a certain amount of letters. So I like the idea of having a flag that says, but it has to be a shortened version of, I'm only here because I couldn't get tickets to see Oasis.
Yeah.
But that's quite a lot of words for the flag.
Yeah. How do we get that in 5 words?
Yeah. We need to have a think about that one.
Didn't get Oasis tickets.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, something like that.
Hmm.
A flag that says Shabba.
Always nice, actually. We say Shabba a lot on this show.
Official flag meetup flag is for when all the other flag bearers then all join together.
Hmm.
Not sure about that. Have we got more?
That's it on here. That it?
What's the other page as well? Because there was one about the 1975, which I like.
Oh, yeah, the 1975 or so 50 years ago.
That's good.
That was mine.
I think that's in, isn't it?
You said that was funny.
I liked it. I think it's clever. I like maths jokes.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we go with Dom, I don't like Chris Moyles, sorry, Cheeky Little Wizard version.
Yes.
And QR code, that's 4.
Mm-hmm.
So all we got to do is come up with 5.
So then the 1975...
Flaggy May goes in for me.
Definitely. It's a must.
Yeah, James?
Flaggy May, yeah.
It's nice to have a legend slot. Right?
The 1975 or so 50 years ago?
Yep.
Maybe, yeah.
It's clever. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a maybe from James.
Oh, no, that's great. Imagine that flying during the 1975 set. That'd
that's
be great.
That's true.
That'd be great.
Somebody said, what about a flag that is a different colour to the rest of the Radio X flags and it's just brown? For Brown Haven.
With James's face on it. That is nice. That is nice.
Now, is it though?
Do you like my brown flag? Or it's all gone brown? Or something like that.
Oh, because you say that a lot, don't you, James?
It's all, it's gone brown. Oh, it's gone brown. With a brown flag with your face on it, James, would be lovely.
Now, there was one thought about Pippa, which is, can we have our friend back, please?
Yes.
I think that's a little bit too random. See, if you're in a field at Glastonbury and you don't listen to our show and you see a flag with a guy's face on it and it says Dom,
yeah.
and then you get near the flag and you realise somebody's written the word con before it and it's condom.
Yeah, which is silly. Which
that might make you smile. You see a picture of somebody you don't know wearing a wizard outfit saying Cheeky Little Wizard.
Mm.
Fair enough, lovely. You see the 1975 or so 50 years ago, you smile.
Mm.
If you say, can we have our friend back, please?
It's like we've lost our friend at the festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. So.
Yeah, maybe not.
Dom loves Cap Dag, pass it on. Pippa's bored at heart, pass it on.
I think a pass it on's a really nice one.
Yeah, that is
something.
But what's the thing, pass it
yeah.
on?
Yeah. It's we put so much thought into these silly flags, it is ludicrous. Well, we're going to get it sorted. So we definitely got 4, 5 with 1975,
yeah.
6 with Flaggy May. So it's just 3 more we need.
Yeah, okay.
I think those are definites, actually, aren't they? I do like you, James, in a on a brown flag. Because we do talk about that a lot on this show.
So, okay.
What do you think, Chris?
It's
all gone brown.
Do you want a picture of James with the words Oh No, It's Gone Brown.
Oh No, It's Gone Brown.
Sorry. So you look up, you're going to see one of your favourite bands at Glastonbury, you look up, you see a flag that says,
Oh No, It's Gone Brown. But does it need my face on for
yes,
that?
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, you're the mayor of Whitehaven.
You're the mayor of Brownhaven.
Brownhaven.
It's Whitehaven.
And it can be your cheeky little wizard photo, but we just changed the colour in Photoshop of a blue outfit to brown.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh No, It's Gone Brown.
Oh No, It's Gone Brown.
It's Gone Brown.
Somebody says Oasis playing Woodsies, pass it on.
That's funny.
Now, what was the Australian Twins one we came up with?
Oh, yeah. Run.
He's got a... What do we say?
Run, he's got a flag.
Run, he's got a... Ran, he's got a flag.
Ran, with a picture he's of got the a flag.
Yeah, I think the Australian Twins, because that's been a viral sensation, isn't it, Michelle?
With a picture of the Proclaimers?
I'd love a picture of the Proclaimers.
Or do you want a picture of the Twins?
It's so far removed from what the truth is.
Run, he's got a gun.
So Ronnie's got a flag with a picture of the Proclaimers.
I like it.
I mean, it's a bit out there.
Entering photos again, though, from the
Oh, they
were.
We know, Chart. We know them, don't we, actually?
Can you message them for me?
Yes, I will.
Well, Dom, it's the Proclaimers here. Hello. That's absolutely no problem whatsoever.
Ah, oh, there you are, James. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
It's convenient they're on the phone just then.
We will get it sorted. And then when do we start asking people if they want one?
We want to start allocating from Monday.
Monday, okay. So, Monday, by the time, make sure you're listening on Monday, and we'll say, are you going to Glastonbury? Do you want a flag? That's your opportunity to text in and have a flag for Glastonbury 2025.
Radio X Glastonbury Flags.
1975, that's so 50 years ago. Come on, that's a great gag.
The Chris Moyles Show.
That's a cracker right there.
Radio. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Skoda. Plug in, charge up, jump in.
Radio X.
William Hill Vegas take gaming to a new level. And all this week, Johnny Vaughan and the Thang Gang are doing the same.
And we're going big. Really big.
They're giving away a holiday for two. Every day.
Told you we were going big.
Listen to Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang all this week.
Win with Radio X.
Thanks to William Hill Vegas. As it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pajamas. When it matters, trust a trader.
TrustTrader.com. I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend.
Now that's a proper coffee. Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
The Skoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Skoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Skoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London North Western Railway.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Johnny Vaughan.
I'd seen an Italian tourist knocking around. He's like really tanned up, quite, you know, quite a cool sort of middle-aged guy. Mm. He's just wearing an orange
gilet.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just thought back. I thought, really cool. I think, because he's olive skin with thick hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've ordered this thing. It's arrived. I put it on. Vanessa just started laughing.
Oh. Why?
Because it looked like a life jacket. I just looked like I was walking around the...
It was that orange, yeah. Was it?
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Calm down, dear. It's just a radio show.
Radio X. I've got lunch today with one of the bosses.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Is it a big lunch, like a, you know, going for a roast chicken or something?
That's right. I'm going for a roast chicken with one of the bosses at Global.
Big lunch.
Wednesday afternoon.
Big lunch.
Roast chicken. I'm a little bit miffed.
Mm.
But the reason why I'm miffed means I can't moan about it, so I'm doubly miffed.
Ah. You're frustrated and miffed.
Yes.
Why can't you moan about it?
Because...
Should you not say right now?
I'll tell you, but I can't say this on the air.
Okay.
So I'm going for lunch today.
We are on the air now, just so you...
Shh. Okay. I'm talking to Captain.
Fine.
We're actually having a private...
I'm going for lunch today with one of the bosses upstairs.
Mm. Yeah.
And we're going to go have a lovely lunch.
Yep, lovely.
Oh, no, I'm thinking, well, I'm done for the day. I might have a couple of drinks.
Lovely. Unwind. You know? Yeah, lovely.
Might get some of the old Prosecco.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Bit of a treat on a Wednesday. However, his boss has scheduled a meeting during our potentially boozy lunch. Which means my boozy lunch now has been reduced to lunch.
Oh, that's no good.
Now, his boss is everyone's boss. So the boss of Global has ruined my boozy lunch with one of the bosses of Global. Hence my dilemma. I can't really whinge about it.
Yeah.
I thought about texting Ashley saying, thanks for that, you've ruined my boozy lunch.
Oh, he said his name.
But then that could have got James Rear into trouble because Ashley could have gone, oh, does James have a few alcoholic drinks when you go for lunch? I go, no, a few. He's battered.
Yeah.
I can't get into that.
No, no, I certainly wouldn't name it.
So I'm stuck in this weird dilemma.
Well, it's a good job we're talking about it off air.
Oh, now we're talking about it on the air. No, not bad.
What to do, then? What to do?
I don't want
to
get James Rear, the head of Global Radio, into trouble. So.
I'd imagine it.
Yeah, so... Morning, Ashley. Space gone downhill since Stephen left. It's 9:49. This is Queens of the Stone Age from Radio X.
I've got a secret I cannot say. They might have moved there to give it away. You've got something I understand. You out. Whatever you do,
changed the lost art of keeping a secret. We're still off-air banging on about these blooming Glastonbury flags. Now Toby Tarrant has joined us.
And
he's now coming up with ideas for flags. So far, we've got the new improved for 2025 Dominic Byrne flag. Now, we've changed it from last year's, Toby. I don't know if you can see.
Well, last year, was it just your head? Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Look what they've done, Toby.
They've accidentally written the word con before Dom.
Oh, it's probably too late to change that now.
Do you think it's too late to change it?
He's got a gun.
Nice.
Ran, it's Dom.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart's doing the headliner set this year, so we've come up with Flaggy May.
Yeah. Nice.
We still want a picture of Rod.
Now, it needs a picture of Rod, but for legal reasons, we don't think we're allowed one.
I don't think it was Sue.
I think people will know what it means.
Yeah.
See, we put underneath brackets, it's a Rod Stewart gag.
Yeah, Rod Stewart gag. Brackets,
because Rod Stewart's playing on Sunday.
Yeah. Yes. Flaggy May, it's a Rod Stewart joke.
Like Maggie May.
That's it.
Yeah, brackets like Maggie
brackets
May.
Brackets like Maggie
Get
May.
Get it?
I actually think that's quite funny.
Then one which says, oh no, it's gone brown.
It's gone brown.
Which is a brown flag, actually.
With a picture of, actually, James, can we do a new picture for that? Can we get a fancy dress outfit of a poo? And then you...
No, we can't, because...
Wear that.
Glastonbury don't like that.
I think we've got time to do that. We haven't got time to change Dom's, but we do have time to do that.
Yeah, I think so. Mine has to stay. So.
I don't like Chris Moyle. Sorry, is a staple. The 1975 or so, 50 years ago.
That's good.
We've come up with a Glastonbury ticket, Oasis tickets one.
Yes.
That's nice.
So we've got three more to do. We're not doing VIP toilets, are we?
Yeah, correct, get rid of that.
Yeah, three
now,
more to do.
If Peter Crouch was going and Toby Tarrant was going, we could have a flag that says, everybody stood behind us, can't see.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that would only work if you could see that Peter Crouch and Toby Tarrant were holding the flag.
Yes. I don't know. I mean,
was he there last year, Peter Crouch?
No, when was Guns N' Roses? Was that last year? I stood next to him for Guns N' Roses. It was the year before, and I felt so sorry for the people behind us.
Yeah.
And then we got a tap on the shoulder, and we thought it was someone saying they can't see, and it was Laura Whitmore. She was like, I can't see.
I'm sorry, with the greatest respect to Laura, Laura did not tap you or Peter Crouch on the shoulder unless she was on her fella's shoulder.
No, yeah, she tapped me on more of the hip area.
She tapped you on your ankle and went, that's me, hello there, I can't see. So we'll get the Glastonbury flag sorted.
Lovely.
And then Monday we will start finding out if you're going to Glastonbury and you would like to have a flag. We will start issuing flags to the flag bearers. Oh, yeah, we're doing the QR code. So, actually, we've only got two more flags to come up with.
Where does the QR code take you?
And Lorem Ipsum, do we want that?
Do you like Lorem Ipsum? Maybe.
What's Lorem Ipsum?
Yeah,
exactly. Should know this. You went to a posh school.
Yeah, you're well posh.
Sorry, I'm a bit rusty on my Latin, actually. It's been a few years. Lorem Ipsum.
When you, like, put in placeholder texting anything, it's always Lorem Ipsum Latin. For lengthy...
I was so good at Latin, I never had to put anything in placeholding.
Exactly.
Sounds like it.
It's essentially sample
great
text.
Latin.
Do you like Lorem Ipsum, Dom?
I'm not overly sold
I'm
on
not
it.
I'm not overly just sold. No. So these always go to the Toby vote. Toby, you sold?
No.
Okay, so get rid of it.
Gone.
It's gone. So two more then we need?
Yeah.
Two more.
We can get these by tomorrow.
Oh, we had a great one, which we haven't said on the air. Which I'll have to switch the microphones off, but you'll hear Toby's reaction.
Okay.
Which simply says... Radio X.
Now.
What do you think?
Don't repeat.
I like it.
I like
factually
it.
Correct.
Yeah?
It works for everybody.
It does, doesn't it?
We all win there.
And, you know, we do as well.
Are we losing, really?
Are we losing the Proclaimers one? I just want to put it out there.
Is there something in, like, the...
Oh, yeah. Dom, you wanted...
Ran, he's got a flag with a picture of the Proclaimers. Just because they're twins.
That is layered.
It's a lot of layers.
He's got a flag. Or a picture of the actual twins, but I think the Proclaimers. They're some of my favourite twins.
Oh, no, it's gone brown.
Sorry, James.
Ran, he's got a
flag.
I like it. I'm trying to think of, like, cultural things that have happened in the last...
You are trying to think of cultural things.
When I say cultural,
memes.
I mean,
he means
like
memes.
The Willy Wonka Glasgow experience of this year. What's the Willy Wonka of this year?
Well, the Aussie twins for me.
Yeah.
That feels like it's gone quickly, though.
The twins have.
They've disappeared.
They're back.
Ran. He's got a gun.
Oh, they ran away, I imagine.
That's right.
Because he had a gun.
Yeah, he had a gun. Absolutely.
Oh, it's so exciting.
isn't it? It's not long now. Not long to go at all.
No. We'll get the flag sorted and then Monday start issuing them. What?
It's someone's texting, a Tupperware is not a toilet, in reference to when...
Last year. Terrible incident, didn't you, in your motorhome?
It's also just good advice.
Did you wee in the Tupperware?
No, Pippa weed in the Tupperware. Fine. Didn't tell me. I woke up very hungover looking for Nurofen, opened up said Tupperware, poured her wee all over me.
Oh, man.
And on that bombshell, that man who was covered in wee is going to be doing the request hour next. So enjoy Toby's show. Get phoning in, get texting in. You can have your song picked by Dry Toby Tarrant in merely minutes. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Ting tang, walla walla, bing bang. The Chris Miles Show. The Chris Miles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X.
William Hill Vegas take gaming to a new level. And all this week, Johnny Vaughan and the Thang Gang are doing the same.
And we're going big. Really big.
They're giving away a holiday for two every day.
Told you we were going big.
Listen to Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang all this week.
Win with Radio X.
Thanks to William Hill Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends today. Terms apply.
Searching for a holiday? Here's an idea. Don't type cheap flights to wherever into your browser. You know you do it. Search Kayak instead. Let us do the finding for you. All the great flight deals from hundreds of travel sites, all in one place. Go on, do it, do it. Listen to the waves. They're calling your name. Not literally, obviously, unless your name is... Kayak. Kayak! You're thinking about it, aren't you? Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Radio X. News update next.
Right, that's it. Come on, lights out. You've got a test tomorrow.
Just 2 minutes. I'm about to reach the next level.
It's going off now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Where's the app? Oh, here it is. Ha.
What? How?
Oh, no. You're out. Better luck next time.
Mom!
It's game over for late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get the